Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Tuesday, July 10th edition. We have a massive 15-game slate on tap for you. It's going to be a fun one. It's great waking up this morning and seeing some happy winners in the SD Slack chat. Some nice nights from our guys there. So really good stuff there, gentlemen. And we move on to Tuesday's massive 15-game slate. Like I said, looks like no real major weather. You got some wind blowing out between the Phillies and the Mets to center field about 11 miles an hour. It's a little warm there. And wind blown out in Boston between Texas and the Red Sox. Wind blown out about 10 miles an hour. So your totals real quick. Yankees, Orioles, 9.5. Nationals, Pirates, 9. Reds, Indians, 9. Tigers, Rays, 8. Brewers, Marlins, 8. Waiting on the Phillies, Mets, because we have two spot starts coming up on that one. Rangers, Red Sox, waiting on that one because Vasquez should be making the start for Boston. Blue Jays, Braves, 9. Royals, Twins, 9.5. A's, Astros, 8. Cardinals, White Sox, 9.5. D-backs, Rockies, Coors Field Special at 11. Mariners, Angels, 8.5. Dodgers, Padres, 8. Cubs, Gigantes, 7.5. So lots and lots to like there. Lots of totals of 9 and above. So we're going to have tons of offense to pick from. Pitching is suspect at best. You got four guys, we'll say, over 10K because we had Mikolas at 9,900. But there's only two I'm looking at. It's all the way at the top. If you're going up top, you're going Trevor Bauer at 13.6. At home against the Cleveland Indians, he's just been a strikeout machine. And with 31.3% strikeout rate on the year with a 45% ground ball rate. Going up against a Cincinnati team strikes out 21% of the time. They can't hit the ball like you saw they did against Clevinger last night. That's why I did not understand that price tag at all. But you're looking at a Reds team with a team total of 3.4. Lefties 259, righties 283 off of Bauer. And a 144 ISO for the Reds versus right-handed pitching is dreadful. So if you're going to pay up, I support Bauer all season. This guy has turned into one of the top-end pitchers in all of baseball. And I think people are starting to finally give him the credit he deserves. So he's in play at 13.6 if you're going that way. You could look at JV, Justin Verlander, at 13.3 at home against the Oakland A's. Similar to why I didn't really like Cole last night. He's just a little up and down. He's faced the A's once this year, 7 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned, 7 Ks for 24 DraftKings points. That's not bad, but on a 15-game slate, you're going to need this price point to give you 30-plus, and he hasn't done that in a while. He had 29-4 his last time out, and then two hiccups, 10-7, 13-6, and a 28-8, 24-24. He hasn't had a 30-point game since May 23rd. So it's been quite some time for JV. Could it happen this tonight? No doubt about it. Oakland is a team that will strike out 22% of the time to go with his almost 32% K rate. Gives up a lot of fly balls, so the A's might run into a couple in that matchup. They are the lowest total at 3.1 below the Reds. Lefties 218, righties 264. So if you're going to pay up, those two options are in play. I got Bauer 1, Verlander 2, but both options for you tonight. But for myself, most likely I'll be living in the mid-tier of the slate because I want to get a lot of bats, as you mentioned, all those 9 totals there. And, you know, Mikolas, not bad, good strikeout matchup for Chicago, but it's just sketchy because he's not a big strikeout guy. So I'll pass on that. If he gets it done, he gets it done. Not trusting Johnny Cueto yet. JV versus Houston. I'm just not in the mood to target Houston with a guy that's not striking out many at all right now at 9,200. But I will look at a guy like Masahiro Tanaka, 9,100. I'm not all in on him yet. I still want to see some more info that comes out today. But he's coming off the DL after he strained both hamstrings running the bases. He's faced Baltimore twice this year. 11 2/3 innings, 7 earned, 14 Ks over a K per inning. Averaging almost 18 points a game against the Baltimore Orioles. Last time he faced him was in Baltimore on June 2nd. 5 1/3, 8 hits, 4 earned. He had 3 homers. That's what Tanaka does. We know this. 1 walk, 7 Ks for 16.6. That was sandwiched in between a 24-1 and a 27-9. He's been getting, you know, he had seven or more Ks in three straight starts. He gives up almost a home run every game. You just got to accept that one right out the gate. It's a risky play. It's a GPP play at 9,100. But when you're looking at Baltimore, they strike out 24.5% of the time. And Tanaka's a minus 190 road favorite as he's facing Andrew Cashner in that matchup. He has a 25% K rate, 14% swinging strike, 45% ground ball. So lots to like. He will give up the long ball. Get used to it. It will happen. But they have a total of four. It's like seventh or eighth lowest on the slate. And the Orioles have a 292 wOBA, which is below average, and a barely above average 159 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Tanaka is a very intriguing play on the slate. It could be risky. I do want to see more. Like, is he completely ready to go? I want to hear more about what he's got. But at 91, he stands out as a very interesting guy to pivot off the top. A guy I love today, and I'm afraid a lot of people will love him, and I feel like if I fall in love with him, he's going to be removed in the first inning with seven blisters. But it's Rich Hill. He's in a phenomenal matchup with the San Diego Padres. I loved the matchup for Kershaw. I just didn't like his longevity. He was okay last night. He pitched really well. You needed that to go longer. Now he's facing you got Rich Hill at 8,600 in a similar matchup. Hill's coming off of an 18.3, a 28.2. He had a 7.9 at the Mets and then a 22.5 against Chicago. Those are his four starts he's had since returning from his last set of blisters. So 18 or more in three of those four starts. He has five or more Ks in all those starts. He's been very, very good. Two earned runs or less in three of those four starts. Facing a San Diego team that strikes out 24.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Something we can definitely look at there. Gives up a lot of fly balls, so he might give up a home run or two. That might happen. But if the Ks are there and he gives you five, six, seven innings, you can definitely enjoy that. San Diego has the fourth lowest total at 3.6. They have a 298 wOBA, which is below average versus lefties, and a barely above average 163 ISO. So Rich Hill at 8,600 bucks is a play I really, really like. It's tough to play him in cash games because you never know when he's going to get that next blister, because they will happen over and over and over again. But for a GPP, you can roll those dice. You can look at a guy like Jalys Chacín at 8,500, but those Marlins are pesky, folks. They got it done for us again last night in certain ways. We were talking. That's the beauty of the Slack chat. I'm not even joking with you. I know I plug it a lot, but I really think it's a great thing, and it gets better and better the more people that get in there. But literally, we're going through stuff as, you know, an hour before lock, and it's like, you know, there's some value with the Marlins. And one of our guys said Castro. I said, yeah, I got Castro and Riddle. Well, Castro goes deep off a hitter. Riddle gets you 10-plus points, and they were so low, below 4% owned on a 9-game slate. It's outstanding. 15-game slate ownerships can be spread out a ton. Won't be as big a deal, but it's they're always interesting to look at there. But you got Jalys Chacín, who's been playing well this year. He's not on my list of things to do right now because he's very, very polarizing. He's been much better at home than on the road. He has faced Miami once this year, six innings, four hits, no earned, five Ks for 23.3. So he's on my radar as someone to definitely dig in more on, as Miami strikes out 23% of the time. So we can give him a solid look if you aren't using Miami. You know, they have a 303 wOBA, which is average, and a 131 ISO below average with right-handed pitching. So Chacín at 8,500 is a guy you could definitely look at and evaluate some more, and maybe log into the options today. And I'll add him to the list for now as we see where this continues to go. Because next up, you got a guy in Garrett Richards making a second start off the deal at 8,400. He faced the Seattle Mariners his last time out. He's faced them three times this year. 14 innings pitched, 4 earns, 18 Ks average, and 20 DraftKings points. Last time out was 25. Those are kind of skewed stats because he got injured to start before that against Seattle. But he's been very, very good this year. You know, 25, got a 16-6, 32-6, hiccup, 12-5, 28, 11, 32. We've rode him quite a bit. His two full starts against Seattle is like a 26 and a 32. He's played very, very well against them. They strike out over 20% of the time. He's got a 50% ground ball rate, 27% strikeout rate. Seattle has a team total of 3.88, 2, 4, 6, 8th lowest on the slate. Lefties 305, righties 334, so reverse splits when it comes to Garrett Richards. Definitely a guy I can like in this mid-tier at 8,400. Like I said, the mid-tier is someone we're definitely going to have to dig in on tonight. And the last guy I want to mention, and he really gets me intrigued, making his major league debut, he's one of the Phillies' like top 10 or 11 prospects, Iniel De Los Santos. He's 7,500 bucks. He's been crushing it in Triple A Lehigh Valley this year. An ERA in the low ones, I believe. Come on. Baseball Reference is freezing. But yeah, an ERA in the low twos, high ones. But the part I wanted to bring up is he is extended. He's gone six innings in his last three starts. He's gone six or more in all but five games this year. He's gone five or more in all but two games this year. He's made 16 starts. He's been very, very good. His last start, he's pitched 77 pitches, but before that, 96, 102, 94, 115, 87, 89, 89, 101, 92, 108. He's been extended all year long. His lowest pitch count was 71. That was the second start of the year. And he strikes guys out a lot of 5-plus K. He has five or more Ks in all but three starts this year. And he's only given up 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 home runs out of 16 starts this year. And half the starts, he hasn't given up any. So this kid looks really, really good. He's got an insane, really, really good strikeout rate with the Lehigh Valley Club, as I pull that up right now. His K per 9 this year is 8.2, which is not bad. If you look at his he's only walked 31, and he struck out 87 in his 95 innings pitched. Again, a 1.89 ERA. He's been very, very, very good. So it's an interesting play because you never know how guys are going to do in their debut. But it's $7,500 going up against a New York Mets team that strikes out 21.5% of the time versus righties. They have a 309 wOBA and a 166 ISO, both average versus righties. If you want to play Conforto or Nemo or whatever, I get it. I totally get it. But at the same time, it's a very intriguing matchup for the mid-tier price of De Los Santos at $7,500. That you got a guy that, barring something crazy, should give you five or six pretty strong innings, might give up a couple runs, but could get the strikeouts that are in that Mets lineup. So I'm looking at a guy like De Los Santos at $7,500. So in this mid-tier here, I got Rich Hill 1, De Los Santos 2, Chacin 3, Richards 4, Tanaka 5. I really like the first four there a lot. You could do a lot with those guys, mix and match, get some bats, make some magic happen. Because as we drop down below 7,000, it's really, really sketchy. There's only a couple I can look at here. I'll look at a guy like Ian Kennedy at the Minnesota Twins. Kennedy coming off the DL. You know he's going to give up a lot of long balls, but the Twins also strike out over 21% of the time. It's a very, very scary matchup. The Twins are the fourth highest total at the moment. But only a 311 wOBA and a 174 ISO. The ISO is good. The wOBA is average against right-handed pitching. So you can look at a guy like Ian Kennedy. The other one's Mike Leake at $5,900 against the Angels. He's been pitching really well of late. Had a little hiccup against the Angels, but I can go back to that well for a cheapie if you need it. The Angels strike out a little over 20% of the time. Good 49% ground ball rate. Does give up the hard contact. The Angels have a 4.6 total. Lefties 4.19, righties 3.44, and a 3.18 wOBA 172 ISO, which are both pretty good. So it's not the sexiest of matchups by any means, but when you have to pick your poisons down below, those are the kinds of guys you look at. So ideally, we don't want to go there, but if you have to, that's what I'm looking at for now. I got Leake 1, Kennedy 2, because when you're looking at these low guys, Stroman in Atlanta, that terrifies me. Jeremy Hellickson, you could go with him against Pittsburgh, but he's just been a mess of late. And you saw what Pittsburgh did last night. Wouldn't be shocked if they did it again tonight. Not going Pablo Lopez, Eric Lauer, Dylan Covey, Andrew Kashner, Sal Romano, Gallardo, Stanek. Really nothing you want to go running to down there. So that'll do it for your pitching. Again, recapping: Bauer, Verlander up top, in the middle, Rich Hill, De Los Santos, Chacin, Richards, Tanaka. That's your middle. That's your sweet spot right there. And then down below, Mike Leake, Ian Kennedy. Before we go on to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. Fun way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting. And it's done in under 5 minutes, unless you do the best balls. The NFL best balls, which are absolutely awesome. They have the slow drafts. They have fast drafts. They do them all. Drafts, hold, you're done. No waiver wires. No nothing. It's really, really great way to play. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit. And you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. Baseball, you got golf this week for the John Deere Classic. You got the British Open next week. You got NFL best balls. The $3 tournament goes for any of those. If you pick it, you enjoy it. But tons of fun ways to play. Go check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports for entry into a free $3 tournament. I absolutely love Draft. It's a fun, fun way to play fantasy sports. Kind of gives you a little mix of DFS meets real life, long-term, season-long fantasy. So tons of fun there. But check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports. Now to the bats, to the catcher's position. Wilson Ramos, told you I absolutely loved him last night. He went to Ding Dong City, 19 points on the day. He's just been crushing baseballs because that's what Wilson Ramos does. I like him again tonight at $4,300. I'm not as in love with him, but I still like him a lot against Matt Boyd. You got a Tampa Bay team with a 4-5 total, which is very good for them. Lefties 262, righties 319 off Boyd. So Ramos definitely in play for you once again. When you slide down the list, maybe a Robinson Chirinos at 42 against Velasquez. That could be an interesting play there. But I prefer to go to the likes of maybe where'd he go? You know, you got Gattis versus a lefty at 42, but a Max Stassi cheaper at 36 versus Manaea, a John Hicks at 3,600 versus Stanek in the Tampa Bay bullpen are a couple options you can look at there. Sal Perez has been struggling a ton, but against Sluggers at 35 could be one. One I really do like in this price range here, you could go to Yan Gomes at 3,400 versus Sal Romano. The Indians are going to be another high total, 3.6, currently the second highest on the slate. Lefties 387, righties 333. So a guy like Yan Gomes at that $3,400 price tag is a good one in that mid-tier. Maybe a Mitch Garver at 34 versus Kennedy could be another one you could take a peek at in that middle threes. Dropping down to the bottom threes and below, like Tucker Barnhart at 3K versus Bauer is a one-off. I don't hate that just because he's been so damn good. I really, really do like that for a punt, but don't run to do it. Like Omar Navarre's 29 versus Mikolas is a punt. You got your Coors catchers. Martin Maldonado's been swinging it well. He's 2,900 versus Mike Leake. Lefties and righties have hit Leake fine. So Maldonado at 29 is another cheapie you can definitely look at there. Other than that, check your lineups. Value always comes out. First base, Goldie at 59 in Coors versus Anderson is outstanding. It's crazy in Coors. You have Corbin at like 10-4 and Anderson at 82. Two expensive guys at a total of like 11. And we look at the D-backs, 5-3-3 total. Lefties 324, righties 288. Anderson's had a good reverse splits, but Goldie and Coors at 59. If you're paying up, you're paying up right there. If not, you look at guys like Jesus Aguilar, who went deep again yesterday at 5,100, is an outstanding play. Max Muncy's cooled off a little bit. He does hit lefties well at 5K, so he's still on the board, but he has cooled off. But I do see that heating up again sooner than later. You go $4,800 to a guy like Matt Carpenter, first base, third base, against Dylan Covey. Definitely, we got the Cardinals at a 5-2 total. It's a heck of a total. We have 6 teams at the moment. We're still waiting on a handful more that are over 5 totals. That is insane. Lefties 356, righties 340 off Covey. So Matty Carpenter at $4,800 is definitely in play. Farther down you look, you can go to guys like Mitchie Twobags at 44 against Gallardo. He's worth a play. Jose Martinez against Dylan Covey at $4,300. You can play Carpenter at third and Martinez at first. If you want to stack, that is an option. If you want to look at guys that haven't, you know, really lit the world on fire this year, but are in phenomenal matchups, and you're not as worried about ownership on a 15-game slate, but some really low owns. Toronto Blue Jays, Justin Smokes, $4,100. Starting to slowly swing it a little better. Lefties 376, righties 321 off Teheran. We know how that ball flies out to right field in SunTrust Park. So keep a guy like Smoke on your radar at 4,100 as a pivot off of some of the quote-unquote chalkier plays, even though, like I said, there shouldn't be as many on this slate. You go down maybe a Carlos Santana at 41 versus Gagnon, but I'd probably rather have Smoke at that price point. Steve Pierce, he's hitting righties, he's hitting lefties. He went ding-dong cover boy, went deep for us yesterday. He's 4K versus Yavani Gallardo. Boston's going to be, I keep saying the word even though it shouldn't be. Boston should be popular again tonight. Lefties 392, righties 326 against Yavani Gallardo. So Pierce is an interesting one at 4K. You know, Greg Bird hasn't been great, but he's 4K. A guy like at 4K is Yonder Alonso. He went deep yesterday. He's always a nice pivot off of the more popular guys on the Cleveland lineup to go to a guy like Yonder Alonso, which one of our big winners last night did. So definitely an option there. CJ Crum, a guy I had with Wilson Ramos last night. He's 39 versus Boyd. He's in play for me yet again. He's been on fire. He's a streaky hitter. You ride the streak while you can. He's gone 17 and 21 back-to-back, 7 before that. Had a couple double digits, a few games prior to that. So Crone at 39 versus Boyd is someone you can definitely look at as well at this price point. If you're going to pay up for pitching, look for some savings. You look that direction. If you want to try to pick and choose who Verlander gives up the long ball to, Medelson at 39 could be a pivot in a GPP as well. Sliding down even farther on this first base position, which as you'd expect on a 15-game slate, is absolutely loaded. You got guys like Kendrys Morales at 35. He might not be in the lineup, though, because of no DH. So keep an eye on that. It'll probably be Morales or Smoke. So Smoke's 41, Morales 35. Either one is in play for you. But you got guys like a punt I really like is Logan Morrison at 3,500. versus Ian Kennedy. We know a lot of hard contact, a lot of fly balls. Definite savings there with Lomo. Again, Minnesota's got a 5-4 total. Lefty's 351, righty's 368 versus Kennedy. So Lomo at 35 is a phenomenal value at the first base position tonight. Other than that, Louis Valbuena, first base, third base at 33 is another nice value play you can look at on a pretty loaded slate if you're going to pay up for some pitching. Hunter Dozier at 3K versus Sluggers is another one you can look at as a punt option for you. Not running to play him as I like some of these other options, but you can go there. And then Justin Bour, I skipped over him on accident. 3,700 versus Chacin. Price went up from yesterday. We do know lefties can hit Chacin, but there's a lot down there that I really like. If you want to save at first base tonight, you can. And you can kind of pick guys that have more double dong upside for cheaper than the guys that have double dong upside for 6K. So you can definitely get some savings at first base and still sleep okay. Second base, got Javi Baez. He's just torching everything, but I'd rather go to Ozzie Albies at 51, $100 cheaper. I think that's a much better spot there versus Stroman. Even though Cueto, yeah, we'll see how that goes. It wasn't pretty the first time. Yeah, DJ LeMahieu and Coors versus Corbin at 47s in play. Scooter Jeanette, even though it's Trevor Bauer, Bauer can give up some loud contact if you want to be super, super, super contrarian. Cincinnati, Oakland, those kind of plays are there, but I'm not running to do it on a 15-game slate. There's a lot you can do and be just fine. Cesar Hernandez at 43 versus Gagnon is definitely in play. Gagnon making the spot start for the Mets. Farther down, Starlin Castro just crushing baseballs. Righties, lefties, he's 4,300. Went deep last night, like I said. He's averaging 10.8 his last 10. 19, 6, 16, 12, 10, 10, 14, 2, and 9. So 9 or more points in 8 of his last 10 games. 10 or more in 7 of those 10s. He's been crushing it. At $4,300 for his Chacin, he's in play as a lower 4 priced second baseman. Ketel Marte versus Anderson at 42. Definitely in play in Coors. That's a kind of a discounted for a Coors price. You can look at a Yoan Moncada at 41. He's just been very, very tilting. If you aren't using De Los Santos, and Asdrubal Cabrera at 41 is in play for you as well. Brian Dozier, how'd that go, guys? Yeah, I was worried. I'm telling you, I liked Danny Duffy last night. It was very, very nice. But Kennedy gives up a lot of loud contact, so if you want to be different, you can go there. Daniel Descalso at 4K in Coors is in play. That's a discount for a Coors price. Jason Kipnis at $3,800, definitely in play, I believe. He went deep. Yep, he went deep again last night, averaging 7.7 his last 10. He has 9 or more in 3 of his last 4. He's slowly having a better month of July here to kind of make his season look a little better. So a guy like Kip at 38, you can definitely plug into your lineup for a savings. That's how you can get a little piece of that Cleveland offense. You go Kip at 38, you go Yonder at 4K, and maybe a Gomes at 34, and they're all in the back of the lineup together. Voila. Stuff like that. Mix and match, have some fun. Little Daniel Robertson of Tampa Bay at 36 for his boy for some savings at second base. He's second base shortstop. Alan Hansen at 35. He's struggled against lefties, so be careful there. Ian Kinsler at 35 could be a cheaper second base option for you. Willie Adamas for his boy, second base shortstop at 34 is in play as a cheaper option as well as Tampa Bay. Could be in for another big night. We shall see. Other than that, not a ton. Maybe a Chris Owings, if he cracks the lineup, he's second base outfield at 3K in Coors Field. Keep that in mind. That might be the... If there is chalk on the slate, that could be it if he cracks the lineup. Third base, you got Jose Ramirez, who's always a great play at 5,900. Always, always. You got Arenado and Coors, though, at 58, which is outstanding, which should give Ramirez a lot less ownership compared to normal on any slate. So that'll help. You got Bregman at 53, which is intriguing. Max Muncy, mentioned him. You got Jake Lamb and Coors. Mitch Carpenter at 48, I like a lot versus Covey. I think that's a really sexy play there. Anthony Rendon at 47, I like him quite a bit again against Joe Musgrove. So I'm going to keep an eye on there at 4,700. But one that's really nice, 46, is Rafael Devers. Slowly getting it going here as the months heat up. He's averaging 8.4 his last 10. Put up a goose egg yesterday, but prior to that, 5, 11, 10. Really got going at 38 about a week ago. Good spot against Giovanni Gallardo. We already talked about Boston having such a great look on the night, and lefties at 392 off Gallardo. So Devers usually goes overlooked, so 4,600 could be a nicer play. Eduardo Escobar at 44. Mike Moustakas at 44 aren't bad either, but Devers I like a lot right there in that range, 44, 45, 46, even 47. Farther on you go, Travis Schott, 44, could be very interesting versus Lopez. He's not a really good pitcher at all. You got Justin Turner versus a lefty at 4,100. That's in play for sure at that price point. You got Jarvis Solarte. Could be a pivot at second base, third base for 3,900. Could be a nice cheaper one for you. Yolmer Sanchez at 38. Yeah, you'd probably rather go up to a Solarte at 39 if you could. You got Christian Villanueva. We said Hill's been giving up the long ball. So if you are going to fade him or have some one-offs, Villanueva versus a lefty is what he does. $3,800 is intriguing in that matchup. Like a Jorge Polanco against Kennedy at 38 in play. Brian Anderson went deep yesterday. Guys crushing balls. But Yoenho Camargo at third base, shortstop at 37. Definitely in play in that matchup for Marcus Stroman. That Toronto-Atlanta game might get overlooked on this slate, and it has some sneaky appeal. Very sneaky appeal. As you slide down a little farther, like a Matt Duffy at 3,600 as a cheaper third base option. Wilmer Flores at 35 is a cheaper one. He went deep, had the walk-off yesterday for the Mets in game one of their double dip. Louis Valbuena at 33, already talked about him as a nice punt as well. And maybe some Colin Moran at 3,200. I think that's an outstanding punt play against Hellboy Jeremy Hellickson. When you look at the Pittsburgh Pirates, 4-4-4 total, lefties 356, righties 323. So, you know, we've found a ton of value on this. That's why you can go in that mid-tier and get a couple good mid-tier guys. Or if you want to pay up, you can. You know, Pirates are cheap. Blue Jays are kind of cheap. We've got some cheap Indians we found. The Rays are cheap. There's a lot. The Blue Jays, there's a lot we can play with on this slate and still have that. You know, if you're going to go cheap, go for the power guys. Go for the home run upside guys. They might strike out four times or they might go deep twice. That's the kind of stuff you're playing with, unless you're playing cash, of course. Shortstop, you got Frenchie Lindor at 58 against Romano, which is a phenomenal spot for him there. Trey Turner's very intriguing. Trevor Story versus a lefty and Coors at 53. Virtually a lock and load most times. Most times a lock and load. So that's a very good play, of course. You have Bogey at 5K versus Gallardo. Sliding on down, you know, Machado could be that guy that takes Tanaka deep at 49 if you want to go that direction. Gene Segura at 46, not running to play that, but doesn't suck. But Didi Gregorius against Cashner at 45, that has my attention. Mentioned Eduardo Escobar already. Got Nick Ahmed at 43 and Ketel Marte at 42 in Coors. Those will be some popular plays. Paul DeJong back from the DL. He's 41 versus Covey. That could be a nicer, kind of cheaper play. I mentioned Jorge Polanco at 38. Yoan Camargo at 37, both nice. Also, Andrelton Simmons, $3,800 versus Mikey Leek. Like that a bit, averaging 7.2 his last 10. That's a good spot. I'd almost probably rather roll the dice on like a Camargo or a Polanco, but Andrelton definitely a play for you right there. Outfield shortstop eligible, Kiki Hernandez, facing a lefty at 3,700. That's a solid play for you there at shortstop or the outfield, either or. JT Riddle, 3,500. That price tag keeps creeping up as he just keeps balling out. He's in play again against Chacin. Definitely in play again if you're fading Chacin. So look there. I mentioned Willie Adames at 34 already. That's not the worst play in the world. A little farther down on some guys. Miguel Rojas at 3K is definitely in play if you need to completely punt. I'm not running to play him. I'm like saying, hey, he's in play because you have to play him. He's in play if you have to punt. And then Adeni Echevarria at $2,800 is another punt you can do at the shortstop position. In the outfield, it's going to be insanely loaded for a 15-game slate. So, you know, Betts, the usual guy, is outstanding. Trout versus Leek's great. JD Martinez, outstanding again. You got Blackman and Coors. These are all captain options. I love the Red Sox tonight, which no dub, but they are in a really good spot there. Got A.J. Pollock and Coors at 54 versus Anderson is very exciting. Benny Biceps at 53 versus Gallardo. Red Sox just loaded. But it's going to be tough to get those bats unless you take those punts that are not good. Not good. Harper went deep yesterday, which was good to see, at 5,200. You got Peralta and Coors at 5K. If you want to kind of get weird, Stanton at 5K is one of the ones I like a little more at this price because people are going to be looking up. He's averaging 10.3 his last 10. He in the double dip yesterday at a 10 and a 19. So 10, 19, he has gone 8, 9, a 2, and then an 18, a 21, a 3, a 10. You know, he's all or nothing, but he's up to a 272 average now at 22 homers on the year. Really, really getting it done. So Stanton at 5K, very nice. Senju Chu at 49 can be intriguing. Aaron Hicks at 49. There's going to be so much to like up here. Castellanos at 4,800 is outstanding. You know, Michael Brantley at 48 is outstanding. Will Myers at 48, three-homer game over the weekend. Eddie Rosario at 48. Love me some Juan Soto. He went ding-dong. The childish Bambino went deep yesterday at $4,800. So keep an eye on him. You slide down a little farther. Maybe you have Brett Gardner at 45, Matt Kemp at 45 are both in play. You know, you got the Markakis and Ciarte combos in Atlanta to go take a look at. This is, on a slate like this, as loaded as it is, this is where the Slack chat comes into play, folks. We can break things down, navigate the minefield even more, especially when lineups come out, because this is just overload. Odubel Herrera at 4,400 versus Gagnon. Gregory Polanco really heating up again, $4,400 against Hellickson. He had 32 points last night. He had a 3 the night before, then 11, a 16, 0, 3, 2, then a 19, 12, and 12. Really getting it going. That's double digits in like 6 or 7 of his last 10, plus that 30-pointer last night against Hellickson, who lefties just destroy right now. So Polanco at 44, definitely a guy to take a look at in that matchup. Farther down we look, we'll get with Merrifield's in play. Teoscar Hernandez is a contrarian angle there. You know, Kyle Schwarber at 42 could be very interesting. Joey Gallo in a GPP only at 41. It's starting to separate a little more down here, but like a Curtis Granderson is a phenomenal GPP play because no one ever plays him. He leads off. He's facing Tejeron in that ballpark from the left side at 4K. It's value. It's got upside to go deep. You got to like stuff like that. Steve Pierce at 4K. We talked about him already. Go down a little further. Brandon Nimmo, if you aren't playing De Los Santos at 4K, I can understand that play. Cargo and Coors at 39 is intriguing. McCutchen versus Quintana at 39 has got some upside to it there. Max Kepler with his power at 39 versus Kennedy is in play. Corey Dickerson, 3,900 versus Hellickson. Another piece of that Pirates offense. Dickerson put up a 17 spot last night. He's been heating up 17, 8, 5, 16. Nice little run there. He had a 9 and a 21 a few games before that. So C-Dick is definitely getting it going at 3,900 yet again. Sliding down to the mid-threes for you now. Conforto's 3,800. Daniel Palka at 3,700. I like him more in hitters ballparks, but an intriguing GPP play to say the least. Kiki Hernandez at 37. We already like that. Let's take a check-in on Austin Meadows. Yeah, he put up a goosey last night. He's been kind of slumping, so he might be a piece of that offense that you might sit and watch unless you want to get really contrarian. Farther down you go into the, now we are in the mid-threes. Hunter Renfro at 36, definitely in play for you there. Nick Williams at 36 as well. But Renfro's that GPP upside for sure. Marcelo Zuna's only 3,500 versus Covey. Yes, he slumped a ton. But if Covey's off, Marcel could have a big day. So that's definitely a GPP look for you there. Adam Jones at 35 could run into one. Same with Scotty Scheffler versus Bauer. Those are all GPP type plays. I go with Zuna above the rest, but all really good GPP angles for you there. Like a Manny Margot at 35 versus Rich Hill. Another GPP spot to take a look at if you're fading those ways, even though I'll probably be rolling with some Rich Hill, and my night's either going to be awesome or really, really bad, I have a feeling. So that's the Rich Hill. He already gets your stomach churning at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. Greg Allen, if he cracks the Cleveland lineup at 3,200, someone to take a look at that price point. At the bottom threes here, it's definitely thinning out now. Definitely not as good as it was once was. Maybe you have to save elsewhere, pay up at the outfield position. Robbie Grossman, 3,200. Could be a little bit of value for you if you look there. Like a Lourdes Garcia at 31, not the best of values, but he's in play. Jose Perella at 31 versus Hill. You can look again, Chris Owens, 3K versus Anderson. Like a Jake Mariznick will be in the lineup at 3K versus Manaea. Tyler Naquin at 3K versus Romano could be another cheapie in Cleveland to take a look at. So there are guys down here. There's just not the like, oh, wow, look at this guy. So pick and choose. Like Cole Calhoun's down to 2,900. If he's leading off for his leak, you give it a look. He came out hot off the DL, then he's slumping really bad again. But $2,900 for a leadoff guy, you take a look at it. Steven Duggar's out there. Definitely some cheapies, but not the best. Like, there's some really good, better cheapies, I should say, at the other positions. So recapping your pitching real quick, you got Trevor Bauer up top, JV second. In that mid-tier where I'm going to do most of my damage is Rich Hill 1, De Los Santos 2, Chacin 3, Richards 4, Tanaka 5, and then down below you got Mike Leake and Ian Kennedy. Again, tons of offense. The Rockies, Indians, Yankees, Twins, D-backs, Cardinals, all have totals of 5.2 or higher, and I'm pretty sure the Red Sox will as well. So we're waiting on that. We're waiting on Red Sox, Rangers, Mets, and Phillies. So a lot to like there on some higher totals. But even, you know, Astros, Braves, Angels, Nats, Rays are all 4.5 or higher. So the Pirates are 4-4. Lots and lots to like here. Lots and lots and lots. Let's do your BVP real quick and head on home. No key birthdays today. Adam Jones, 11 for 22. Two doubles, three homers off of Tanaka. That's a 407 average. that is great success. Machado's taken him deep twice. They've hit 11 homers off Tanaka. That's what they do. Gregory Polanco, 5 for 13 with a double and a homer off Jeremy Hellickson. Josh Bell's taken Hellickson deep as well. Jackie Bradley Jr., 3 for 10, 3 doubles off Gallardo. Mookie Betts has taken him deep. Joey Votto, 3 for 8 with a double and a homer off Trevor Bauer. Martin Prado, 7 for 19 with a double off of Chacin. Castro, 6 for 22 with a double and a triple. Ryan Flaherty, 3 for 11 with a double and a homer off Marcus Stroman. That's an interesting oddball. But Smoke, Molly, Devin Travis, Salarte have taken Julio deep once. Martin has taken Julio Teheran deep twice. And the Grandy Man has taken him deep three times. Logan Morrison, against Ian Kennedy, 7 for 17, a double, two triples, two home runs. Yes, he's cheap. Eduardo Escobar, 9 for 21, two home runs, 429 average. Eddie Rosario, Grossman, Kepler, Maurer have taken him deep once. Dozier's taken him deep twice. 10 home runs off of Ian Kennedy, a 326 team average, 438 WOBA. Outstanding. Lots to like there. Hunter Dozier has taken Aaron Sluggers deep, 2 for 2 with a homer. Lucas Duda's taken him deep as well. Bregman, two homers off of Sean Manaea. Evan Gattis, a homer as well, and same with Jose Altuve. K with the Chris Davis, 3 for 6 with a double and two homers off Verlander. Olsen and Luke Gray have taken Verlander deep as well. DJ LeMay, who's hit 375 off Patrick Corbin, 15 for 40, three doubles and four home runs. Trevor Story, 5 for 14, a double and a homer. Charlie Blackman's gone deep, hitting 290. Arenado's got two homers. Desmond, Cargo each have a homer off of Corbin. Nick Ahmed, 4 for 7 with a homer off Tyler Anderson. Mathis and Jake Lamb have taken him deep also. Gorky Hernandez, 3 for 6, two doubles off of Quintana. Posey's taking him deep. Jason Hayward, 5 for 20, two doubles and a homer off Cueto. Schwarber's got a homer. Rizzo, two homers, but they're hitting .165 off Cueto. Mike Trout, 7 for 14, three doubles and a homer off Leake. Justin Upton, 10 for 26, double, triple, homer. Valbuena, 12 for 28, it's a .429 average, three doubles. Anthony Simmons, 9 for 24, three doubles and a homer. That's .375. There's a lot to like with that. Kyle Seager, 11 for 40, the double and a homer off of Richards. Healy and Cruz have taken him deep as well. Manny Margot, 3 for 9 with a double and a homer off Rich Hill. Hunter Renfro's 2 for 10 with a homer. That'll do it for your BVP. That'll do it for Quick Hits. Hope everybody enjoys this 15-game slate. There's a lot going on. Join us in the Slack chat. If you're not in there yet, it's free. Just ask for an invite. Hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit the Sports Degens up at TheSportsDegens or TheSportsDegens.com. There's a feedback link on the website you can go to. Go to our Facebook page. We had another member hit us up there yesterday. He's now in the Slack chat. There's a lot of ways to do it. So come join us. We'll keep breaking it down throughout the day. Go check out draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports. Got a lot going on this week. Dana's got her pitching primer out. Outstanding work. You got the semifinals in the World Cup. Francisco's got you taken care of. We got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse. It dropped last night for the John Deere Classic. We'll have more content this week for golf and baseball and much, much more. I should have another Bench with Bubba coming out hopefully Wednesday. Still trying to lock down the time there, but it is a big guest for the Bench with Bubba world. So let's check it all out at thesportsdjs.com. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Any questions? Let's rock and roll. Let's kick some butt tonight. Let's do it again. I want to wake up to more green screens from the followers because I do this for free because I want to help people, not because I think I'm a god or anything. So I am not. I am just a front person that loves playing DFS. So good luck, everyone, and let's enjoy it as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 10th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.